Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Borderline Personality Disorder Workbook by Daniel J. Fox is a clinical self-help workbook for people who have been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, suspect they may meet some of its features, or support clients dealing with its symptoms. Published by New Harbinger, it belongs to the practical mental health workbook genre rather than to memoir or popular psychology commentary. Its purpose is to help readers understand BPD through psychoeducation, self-assessment, structured reflection, and behaviorally focused exercises. Fox presents BPD as a complex pattern involving emotion dysregulation, unstable relationships, shifting self-image, impulsive reactions, and fear of abandonment, while avoiding a stigmatizing tone. The book is integrative because it draws from multiple clinical perspectives, including dialectical behavior therapy, attachment theory, cognitive and behavioral approaches, and ideas about defense mechanisms. Its central value is not merely explaining symptoms, but guiding readers through active work aimed at insight, emotional stability, relationship repair, and a more coherent sense of self. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, BPD is explained through symptom patterns rather than moral judgment. A major function of the workbook is to reframe borderline personality disorder as a recognizable pattern of psychological and relational difficulties, not as a character flaw. Fox introduces the diagnostic features commonly associated with BPD, such as fear of abandonment, unstable relationships, emotional reactivity, impulsivity, self-image instability, and self-harming or suicidal behaviors, in language meant to be accessible to non-clinicians. This matters because many readers approach the diagnosis with shame, confusion, or prior exposure to stigmatizing descriptions. By translating diagnostic criteria into everyday patterns, the workbook gives readers a way to observe their experiences without reducing themselves to a label. The emphasis is also dimensional. Rather than purely categorical, readers are encouraged to notice which symptoms are present, how intensely they operate, and how they interact with one another. This approach supports practical self-understanding. If emotional outbursts, abandonment fear, and unstable self-image are treated as linked processes, a reader can begin to identify triggers and consequences instead of seeing each crisis as isolated. The result is a foundation for change that begins with accurate recognition rather than blame. Secondly, the integrative model connects DBT skills with attachment and defense mechanisms. The book stands out because it does not rely on a single therapeutic lens. Many BPD resources emphasize dialectical behavior therapy, and Fox includes the practical orientation associated with skills such as emotion regulation, distress tolerance, and interpersonal effectiveness. However, the workbook also brings in attachment theory and defense mechanisms to explain why certain reactions can feel automatic and difficult to interrupt. Attachment concepts help readers consider how early relational experiences and expectations may influence fears of rejection, intense dependency, or rapid shifts between idealizing and devaluing others. Defense mechanisms offer another layer by showing how the mind may protect itself through avoidance, projection, denial, or splitting when emotions become overwhelming. This integrative structure is clinically important because BPD symptoms are rarely only a matter of lacking skills. A person may know a healthier behavior, but still feel compelled by old relational templates or protective psychological habits. By combining skill building with deeper self-examination, the workbook invites readers to address both the visible behavior and the internal logic that maintains it. Thirdly, workbook exercises make insight dependent on active self-examination. Fox designs the book as a working document rather than a passive guide. Its exercises, questions, and writing prompts ask readers to identify personal patterns, examine beliefs, and connect behaviors with emotional consequences. This format reflects a central assumption of the book: understanding BPD is useful only when it becomes specific to the reader's own life. General descriptions of abandonment, fear, or impulsivity can be reassuring, but change requires observing when these patterns appear, what triggers them, what short-term relief they provide, and what long-term costs they create. Some prompts are deliberately challenging because they ask readers to consider the function of symptoms, including what benefits may come from staying in familiar patterns even when those patterns cause distress. That kind of inquiry is not meant to blame the reader, that is meant to reveal reinforcement cycles. A behavior may persist because it reduces panic, secures attention, avoids vulnerability, or protects against perceived rejection. The workbook format, therefore, turns psychoeducation into structured self-monitoring, helping readers move from abstract identification to usable personal data. Fourthly, emotional regulation is treated as the basis for healthier relationships. The workbook links emotional regulation and relationship stability rather than treating them as separate goals. In BPD, intense emotions can rapidly shape perceptions of other people, leading to urgent attempts to prevent abandonment, sudden anger, withdrawal, or impulsive actions. Fox's practical orientation focuses on helping readers slow this sequence down. The reader is encouraged to notice the rise of emotional intensity, identify thoughts that amplify distress, and consider alternative responses before acting. This is important because relationship problems in BPD often emerge not from lack of care, but from the speed and force with which fear, shame, or anger becomes behavior. Skills for tolerating distress and regulating emotion create a pause in which more accurate interpretation becomes possible. Interpersonal improvement then depends on more than communication scripts. It requires a steadier internal state from which communication can occur. The book's relationship focus includes developing more stable views of self and others, reducing all-or-nothing interpretations, and building behaviors that support trust over time. In this sense, relational recovery is presented as a practice of repeated emotional regulation. Lastly, the book is a self-help tool with clear limits and best-use conditions. Although the workbook is written for individual use, it is most realistically understood as a structured aid rather than a replacement for professional care. Its exercises can be demanding, especially for readers who experience severe emotional crises, self-harm urges, trauma-related symptoms, or unstable support systems. The book's value increases when used alongside a therapist, skills group, or knowledgeable peer support, because difficult prompts may bring up shame, grief, anger, or memories that require containment. Fox's approach also acknowledges contemporary contexts, including the ways online behavior and social media can intensify relational uncertainty, comparison, impulsive communication, or exposure to unsafe interactions. This makes the workbook more current than guides that focus only on face-to-face relationships. Still, its effectiveness depends on motivation, consistency, and the reader's ability to return to the exercises over time. The workbook asks for reflection, journaling, and behavioral practice, not simple reading. Its limitation is also its strength. It gives readers concrete tasks, but those tasks require enough stability and support to be used productively. In conclusion, the Borderline Personality Disorder Workbook is best suited for readers who want a structured, serious self-help resource rather than a brief introduction to BPD. It is especially relevant for people with a diagnosis, people exploring whether their symptoms resemble BPD, and clinicians who want worksheets and discussion material for therapy. Readers can gain practical benefits by learning to name symptom patterns, map triggers, examine the functions of maladaptive behaviors, and practice more regulated responses in relationships. The intellectual benefit is its integrated explanation of BPD. It combines diagnostic clarity with theories of attachment, defense, emotional dysregulation, and behavior change. Compared with many similar books, it stands out for treating BPD as both a skills problem and a self-understanding problem. It does not simply offer encouragement or a list of coping tips. It asks readers to do sustained reflective work. That makes it more demanding than some introductory resources, but also potentially more useful for readers who are ready to engage carefully. Its workbook structure. Non-judgmental tone and attention to both internal patterns and relational consequences give it a realistic place between psychoeducation and therapy support. It should not be viewed as a substitute for crisis care or professional treatment, but as a focused companion for recovery-oriented work. If you would like to support Daniel J. Fox HAD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.